Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Pajewski out to Curry, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it with the buzzer sounding! The shot clock was winding down, just 12-3 of the night. He's got a 52-point game. More importantly, the Warriors lead by five.
And then it was number 30 time. He's got the headset on downstairs. Steph, first of all, congratulations on the win and a big night. And, you know, there are nights like this where you've got to set the tone. I thought in the first half you did a great job of keeping the Warriors within shouting distance, you know, because it just, you know, it's one of those nights on the road. You guys just didn't have the juice to start.
Yeah, that cross-country flight is always tough. You never know what the legs are going to feel like with a with that five-hour flight. And just I think our minds were there, but our bodies weren't the first half. And credit Orlando, they played amazing. They, you know, shot the ball efficiently. They were pretty decisive. I know that they had a rough game last time they were out on the floor. So they took it to us. But the collective resilience that we showed was unbelievable. Riding this wave of good vibes that we had, we locked down on defense that third quarter. We turned it up. Quentin Post was huge in the third quarter. We took control of the game and then just made enough plays down the stretch to get it done.
121-115, your final. Back in 2016 on this date, that game in Oklahoma City, where Curry had a huge night to beat the Thunder, and then he does it again in 2025. Gets the win. He had 51 here in Orlando in 2016 with 92.9% true shooting, 10 of 15 for three, and then comes back tonight with 56 and with 12 threes, 12 of 19. We apologize for our post-game interview. They were pulling cords down there, and they pulled us off the air. We're way up top here in Orlando, and, man, just... 2016 in Oklahoma City, the 46-point game. He was 12 of 16 from three there at 12 of 19 in this game. So just, you know, just crazy that he can do this. 56 points and most 50-point games after age 35. He's got three. LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers has two. It's his 14th career 50-point game, tying with Rick Barry. Will Chamberlain is the only Warrior to have more. In a Warrior uniform, he has 105. And, what can you say? He put the team on his back in the first half. He had the 22-point third quarter, but that first half was even as important or more important when you look at the fact that his scoring in the first half kept the Warriors in this game. And, you know, he had 21 in the first half, and the Warriors were down by 14. He was 7 of 11. Draymond, Moody, and Butler in the first half were 2 of 15. Pajewski was 2 of 3. The bench in the first half, a combined 6 for 13 from the field and 1 of 7 from 3. He was 5 of 7 from 3 in the first half, and the rest of the team was 3 and 16 from 3. So it's just... it's just one of those nights where you know, he kept them in the game, and then he won the game for them. And 56 points, how lucky are we to have lived through this era of Warriors basketball and to watch him do this on an incredible, you know, night-in, night-out basis. And, once in a lifetime. That's what we're watching. It's once in a lifetime. And just crazy that he gets this done for the Warriors. They get the win, their fifth straight win. They're now 7-1 with Jimmy Butler. The five straight wins ties the longest winning streak of the season. The previous was from October 29th through November the 6th. And it's their 12th win of the year after trailing by 10 or more points. They were down 17 in the first half. They would actually lead by 13, and they end up winning by 6, 121-115. So his mom was in attendance tonight, so he got to see his mom after the game, had a gift for her. I think that's what why he grabbed the ball, was to give it to his mom. And so just a great night and a great way to start the road trip for Golden State, getting the victory. And we don't want to de-emphasize Quentin Post, who had 10 points in the first 3 minutes of the second half to help get the Warriors rolling and to force a timeout. Post would finish with 18 tonight, 7 of 9 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3. He had 5 rebounds, and he was on the floor when the game was in the balance in the fourth quarter. The 18 points is too shy of his career high.